fierce and fearless. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Continuing our conversation now with Steve Forbes about the economy, about Federal Reserve. Steve, let's start here. A big push from the left in every part of American life. All of the major players out on the campaign trail for the Democrats say it's time to get rid of private insurance, support a single-payer health care system, which, let's be honest, that was the goal of Obamacare from day one. It has been for a very long time. Taking health care away from insurance away from 200 million Americans and forcing them onto a government system. Your thoughts?
Well, this is all about control, and that's a part of it. They want to control our lives in every way. That's why they have called for a wealth tax. It sounds like, oh, only if you're rich will you be impacted. But how do they know if you're rich? They're going to want to audit every one of us each year, show us what we have to show the IRS what we have. Oh, you might have a piece of jewelry that may be taxable. And it's all about control. We've seen in Venezuela, North Korea, Cuba, the old Soviet Union, where that leads. I love it how when they say, oh, well, look at Sweden, that's socialist. No, it is not. The government doesn't own the economy there. And in recent years, Sweden has been cutting taxes. Hello?
That's correct, because they went too far and realized they couldn't do it. All the Scandinavian countries are coming back from the left and going farther to the right into free market and free enterprise economies. So let me ask you about the other, you know, boondoggle that's out there. And that, of course, is the Green New Deal and all the things that it promises, getting rid of air travel, getting rid of cows that have, you know, a gas problem, you know, all these important things. Rail travel to Hawaii and whatever else. And, of course, they came out and said, well, that's not in there. And your friends at public radio and so forth had to say, actually, it is there. It's all there. At PBS and NPR pulled them out and called them out and busted them with it. And what do you make of it?
This again shows what the real agenda is. And the problem is not flatulence from cows, but flatulence from politicians like those people. and the idea that you're going to have a bridge across the Atlantic Ocean, you know, have they ever heard of storms and waves? 3,000-mile bridge, good luck with that one.
Yeah.
Or a tunnel, tectonic shifts. I mean, it's ridiculous. When you first looked at that thing, you thought maybe these were writers trying to get doing a gig for Saturday Night Live. That this wasn't meant to be taken seriously. But they are serious about it. It is an assault on our freedoms. And the fact of the matter is, it's going to be a battle between those who want government control and those who want freedom. When they say Medicare for all, you know, they realize that calling it socialized medicine or government single-payer system doesn't sit well with voters. That's why they pulled in the word Medicare.
Right.
But all it means is what you have in other countries, rationing. You don't get that operation in a timely manner. You wait months and months for your cancer treatments, and it means that's how they control their budgets.
Yeah,
you don't
I consider Ocasio-Cortez to be the most dangerous person in America today, and people say, well, that's not true. It's certainly true because millions of people actually think that she is a credible person to listen to, and that's frightening. That's why she's the most dangerous person. We've allowed ourselves to be so ignorant of the things that you just mentioned, whether it's the former Soviet Union or Cuba or Venezuela or Red China or the failures of socialism, Marxism, Leninism, and communism over the last 100 years, that people just ignore it and are oblivious to it, and they go marching into the same meat grinder. That's why I think people are dangerous.
I think the word probably with young people, since they don't teach history anymore, when you hear the word social, what's wrong with being social? Socialism. Yeah, they have no idea what the thing really is.
Yeah, it is frightening. So let me ask you this. Despite the challenges we face, you sound pretty optimistic. Do you believe there'll ever be a time when we might get a flat tax, which I still think is a brilliant idea and I support to this day, or is it something that's just never going to happen?
35 countries around the world, including places like Hong Kong, have the flat tax, and it's worked pretty well. And whatever you feel about Donald Trump, he is the one person in the public square who would go for something bold like that. He said nice things about it in the past, just as he said nice things about a gold standard. And so we hope he watches this documentary called In Money We Trust. So I think we can get both a sound money and a tax system that allows us to focus our energies on productive things. Just in closing on that, we've discussed this before. It's a moral issue. if in the last 20 years we've spent over 100 billion hours filling out tax forms, literally trillions of dollars complying with this thing, just imagine if all those resources, all that brain power had gone to new products, new services, new medical devices, new cures for diseases, how much better off we'd be. And so that's how we
I agree with that
thing.
I mean, the energy spent, mental energy, by people sitting home at their kitchen tables, so, do we do this or do we do that? And they're looking, trying to figure out what they do with their taxes. You're right. If that was put to more productive use, man, we'd be miles ahead, wouldn't we?
We would, and everyone would be better off. And, however, it means less control by Washington politicians, which that's the nub of the thing.
Well, right, because it's more money, more control. Again, you can find out more in moneywetrust.org. Steve Forbes, the producer for this new PBS special. When's it come out?
It came out a couple of weeks ago. It's going on various public television stations, and you can find it on in moneywetrust.org or see it right away. And it's been getting a very good response. People realize that when politicians don't muck around with the money, we have a chance to move ahead. And when they do, we all pay a price for it in a way that is invidious. You know, it's like like carbon monoxide. It undermines us. Social trust. It's bad things when they fool around with our money.
It kills us, frankly. Steve Forbes, always a pleasure. The chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media and the new producer for InMoneyWeTrust.org. Glad you were able to stop by. Good talking to you again, sir. I always appreciate it.
Good to talk with you, Steve. Thank you.
There you have it. All right, everybody.
Keep up the good fight.
Thank you, sir, and I will. You too. You do the same. We'll talk soon.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
There you have it. And go check out that In Money We Trust. You can find it at InMoneyWeTrust.org. Steve Forbes, always a gentleman. And that's, you know, he's just always a gentleman, always a class act. You know, there are things that he doesn't like that are going on, but he doesn't use sharp elbows or harsh words. He just explains it with that smile on his face. The lesson to be learned there for, well, probably for all of us. It's 52 after on a Friday. You're listening to The Steve Rivers Show. We'll be back.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids. Enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS. Or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752. Or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.